please, treat them kindly, but firmly. Treat them with respect.
I suppose that's not the right thing to say on 9/11. Happy Patriots Day, everyone. Happy Patriots Day. It's 9/11. Woo. Fuck me. Happy Patriots Day. Oh, goody. Goody, goody gumdrops. It's fucking Patriots Day. Play for Patriots Day. Actually, this is impromptu. I know that's a surprise. How late? I'm just checking my levels again. I know that's a surprise. Okay, I'm just checking the levels. That's all. I'm just watching my levels with my new vagina brighter. Shut up. I'm talking to myself. This is reminds me of Patriots Day. Just a second. Talk amongst your mothers with Bisa. Sorry, I don't make the damn sense. Just a sex cunt. Pretend I edited this part out where I just babble. Pretend I edited it out.
For John Dillinger, and hope he is still alive. Thanksgiving Day, November 28th, 1986. Thanks for the wild turkey and the passenger pigeons, destined to be shit out through wholesome American guts. Thanks for a continent to despoil and poison. Thanks for Indians to provide a modicum of challenge and danger. Thanks for vast herds of bison to kill and skin, leaving the carcasses to rot. Thanks for bounties on wolves and coyotes. Thanks for the American dream to vulgarize and falsify until the bare lies shine through. Thanks for the KKK. For nigger killing lawmen feeding their nachos. For decent church going women with their mean, pinched, bitter, evil faces. Thanks for killer queer for Christ stickers. Thanks for laboratory AIDS. Thanks for prohibition and the war against drugs. Thanks for a country where nobody is allowed to mind his own business. Thanks for a nation of finks. Yes, thanks for all the memories. All right, let's see your arms. You always were a headache and you always were a bore. Thanks for the last and greatest betrayal of the last and greatest of human dreams.
Yeah, that was very nice. William S. Burroughs expressing how I feel, actually. Right, and everything.
A vagina, a vagina, a vagina, a vagina, a vagina. A vagina, a vagina.
Blubbercunt.
A vagina.
I do have subjects, okay? I don't want to do this show. The only reason I'm doing it is because people are very nice and donating money. I'm not going to name them yet because I want to make sure I have all that in order. But I will. I will. But it's truly the only reason I'm doing a show today because I do not feel like it. Listen, the Democrats are starting to whine too much. That's no way, you know, just fucking get over it. Obama is going to win this election. And stop being a pussy and stop imagining all the reasons why he can't win. And get over this fucking religion bullshit, okay? You don't need to go there. Let me explain what's going on. This is really all I really wanted to talk about today. Now, I watched the movies. I watched all of them, even the documentary that Steven sent to me that said it's so good, right? But you know what? It's crap. I'm sorry, but it's crap. You know, they show two excerpts. Let me find it. They show two excerpts from the videos from Sarah Palin's church, and then the rest of it is just stuff taken out of movies like what's that, Death Camp or whatever it's called, that church camp. You know, all these things that have to do with evangelicals, and it's kind of like. Really, to tell you the truth, it reminded me of the stuff that a lot of people spread about Jews and the thing is, you can't pick on people for their fucking religion. I'm sorry, you can't. Now, when they bring their beliefs into running the country, that's a different story. We have separation of church and state, but that's the church you're talking about. That's not the state. Okay, but here's my point. Regardless of that, and you can argue whether or not, and people do make valid points as to why this is important, but I'm not arguing necessarily that. What I'm trying to make you understand is that once again, you're playing into Karl Rove's hands. It is working. First of all, we have the cult of celebrity that he used with this woman with the retarded daughter, the horrible education, nothing compared to what Obama has with his Harvard law degree in constitutional law. No. You know, and then you have all these pundits saying she's a breath of fresh air and all this fucking crap, you know, whatever. Okay, that's fine. But listen to me. You know, the way that these Rovian and these Goebbels, the way propaganda works and all the and advertising too, is it blocks the logic center of your brain by going to sorry, I ate these garden burgers. You have this thing in your brain called emotion. Many of you do. Andy Vera doesn't. That's another story. She's a sociopath, I think. What is it? Sexopath? Psychopath. Sociopath. Andy Vera Charles. Vera speaks, and she's also on my program with me and Vera, with Wanda, called Eat This Odd Show. All right. But anyway, why did I get to talking about her? What the Christ is wrong with me? Hello. Anyway. So what happens is in your brain, you have this thing called emotions. And when you're what Karl Rove is very good at, and the like, and the propaganda people, and people in advertising, is they're very good at getting to react emotionally, getting you to react emotionally. Because when you react emotionally, logic is out the window. So that's what this religious stuff is doing. Her religious fanaticism, alleged religious fanaticism, is making people throw logic out the window. So left and right, I see bloggers, friends, everywhere, people just getting so bent out of shape about her religion and how she's going to... So what? What are you going to fucking do about it? She is the candidate. Is there anything illegal about this? Is there anything that's going to stop her from being the candidate? No. Guess what? Complaining about it isn't going to do a goddamn thing. You know it's going to do something? Helping Obama, going and campaigning and canvassing and talking to people and being positive about his winning the election and voting and calling TV stations, whatever it is that you think you can do as an individual, whatever you think you're doing at, but doing something. Complaining is not going to make anything happen. It is not. So quit fucking whining about the bitch's fucking religion. She's not going to convert, okay? I mean, seriously, what do you think is going to change by complaining about it? But she's a god, these evangelicals. So fucking what? You know? Guess what? She's not doing anything out of the playbook. She is a nut job. We have a right to our own religion here, and you can't persecute people or persecute people based on religion. Sorry. So you just have to fucking accept it. And, you know, in some of the generalizations that I've seen made by people on the left, frankly, I find pretty upsetting when there was this reference in this article about how referring to the evangelical churches as, quote, Sarah's churches, like as if she owns these churches. You know, this is, it's anyway, it's It's the emotions, people. Okay, I'm not saying, you know, this isn't, you don't, see, you're already reacting emotionally because you're not listening to what I'm saying. I'm guessing, many of you. But you see, the thing is, feel your emotions reacting. Try to be aware of that. Try to be aware of how your emotions are reacting. That blood boiling, that heart moving fast, that's your emotions. That's not logic. So try and calm down. Because what happens is those emotions mean you're going to look stupid and you're going to not focus on the issues. Okay? This is an easy ticket to beat. I was just watching a video of McCain's bus driver talking about how he likes to pull the bus over and watch and beat cows. I don't know if that's true. Then there's this stuff about how he wasn't really tortured, which I talked about before. But that's, you know, whatever. That's not really even relevant. That's character shit, too. But listen, the guy is senile. That's relevant. Okay? He's apparently senile. And he's a warmonger. And he's, you know, a fucking Republican. With the same policies, the same cut the taxes for the rich policies that have gotten all these companies, that's making America fall into the fucking ocean, really. I mean, we're fucking broke. We're fucking broke. Look at all this. This is worse than the Depression, you fucking morons. We're in a worse depression than a depression. And on the TV and Financial Times, they're still arguing about whether to call it a recession or not. Hello. Look at all the fucking billions due to this fucking badass leadership. When you put one fucking moron in the White House, this is what happens. When you run the country by a moron, then you have special interests taken over. You have everybody fucking taken fucking over. All these fucking oil companies taken over via Cheney because Bush is too stupid to fucking do anything. He's just a fucking retard. I'm sorry, but he is stupid. Now, I wouldn't call this vice president person stupid, but I would call her vastly unqualified and uneducated. And there was a survey somewhere I read that there's a correlation between great leaders and great intelligence. Well, you could argue that somebody is very intelligent and didn't get an education, but typical, that's, you know, you have a better chance of assuring an intelligent leader when they have a degree from Harvard and Columbia and a degree in law, and they taught law and they were the first Black editor of the Harvard Law Review coming from nowhere than you do of a beauty pageant contestant who had to go to 5 different universities to graduate. You know? Now, see, if we can stop being emotional about religion, which is just fucking chasing your goddamn tail, then you can get somewhere. Because when you react emotionally about religion, you're going to get everybody who has a religion is going to get pissed off at you or something. I don't know. I'm not doing a very good job at explaining it. But, I mean, just think about it. What is it going to do? What is it going to accomplish you by getting all mad about her religion? You know? What's it going to do? You know? There's too many people that just think that's irrelevant. You know, who knows how Obama, for all we know, And when I watch these videos, this is why I can tell it's an emotional reaction. When I look at it, I'm just hearing what she says. And then I hear what she says and then compare it to what the other people in the videos say. Right? And it's really the damaging stuff, the most outrageous stuff by far is what the other people in these videos say. And they come off to me as propaganda. I mean, look, if she says God is guiding her, Ronald Reagan was the same fucking way. Of course, he sucked. George Washington, maybe he was. I don't fucking know. Oh, God, I don't know what I'm talking about. But at least I can admit it. But look, you know, Obama claims to be a strong Christian. For all we know, God is leading him too. But he just didn't say it. He doesn't say it out loud. You know, who knows what everybody's individual spirituality is? I believe it's to be kept very secret and private. But just because somebody makes their religious views public doesn't mean that they should be ostracized for it. You know? I mean, I think it's retarded. You know, I've seen the video. I've seen Jesus Camp. And I think, by and large, these people are fucking morons, okay? But you got to look at it in terms of the rules of the game. And I just don't see what it's going to accomplish to go after these evangelical people. You know, if you want to go after somebody, go after the liberals who aren't voting, because they feel like myself often, they feel that they've been disenfranchised. Go after the voting rolls that are being purged already. If you look at Greg Palast's site, there's already, you know, there's a lot of evidence that you go to Greg Palast, just Google it. But there's a lot of evidence starting to come already that for this 2008 election, the election rules and the enforcement of the rules in the various states are being tightened and enforced so as to basically make it very convenient and very difficult to vote for people who, A, suffered from Katrina and lost their homes to vote because they've relocated, and also for people who have foreclosures to vote, because those people can be challenged. And when they challenge a vote, then you usually don't count the vote. There's an interesting thing that came on Crooks and Liars, which is an official document from the state of Michigan, the Secretary of State, about how they deal with challenged votes. And basically, when a vote is challenged, it doesn't get counted unless a judge, it gets sealed in an envelope, and then the judge has to order it opened. So what's happening is, conveniently, the people who are probably most likely to be angry at Bush aren't going to get their votes counted, or at least some percentage. Okay, I just got a email from Travis Wells. McCain is senile. I'm not a professional, but this seems to suspect of his senility. I haven't watched this. Let's see what this person is saying. Let's see here. Okay, I screwed up a little bit. I'm back. Let's see. What was I going to do? Oh, yeah, we're going to play this YouTube thing from Travis W. I don't know what it is, but we'll see. Fuck. I hate when I press the space bar by mistake. That's what fucking happened, you know?
Just follow up. Earlier this week, Carly was meeting with a bunch of reporters and talked about it being unfair that insurance companies cover Viagra but not birth control. And
I certainly do not want to discuss that issue.
But I think you voted against.
I don't know what I
voted. Voted against coverage of birth control, forcing health insurance companies to cover birth control in the past.
He looks very confused.
Look at my voting record on it, but I have...
He has no idea what he voted for.
I don't recall the vote right now, but I'll be glad to look at it and get back to you as to why.
I guess her statement was that it was unfair that health insurance companies cover Viagra but not birth control. Do you have an opinion on that?
He looks very senile. He opened his eyes like a crazy person. He looks like he needs somebody to break a Pop-Tart in two.
I don't know enough about it to give you a informed answer because I don't recall the vote. I cast thousands of votes in the Senate, but I will respond to you. It's a choice. It's something that I had not thought much about, and I did hear about.
Oh, why should you?
Her response, but I hadn't thought much. But I will get back to you today on it. I don't usually duck an issue, but I try to get back to you.
He looks retarded. There was also this business, you know, let's talk about the issues about Sarah Palin wants to, she's been trying to censor books, and she has been trying to make abortion a federal crime. See, now that's fair game. But see, you don't have to attack her religion to do that. You don't have to attack evangelicals to attack that. Do you understand? It's the difference between her behavior and her beliefs. It's behaviors that matter. So anyway, so what I was saying before is, look, we don't know what... Obama may feel like Jesus is telling him what to do too. I mean, you don't know what motivates me for that matter. But you know, when people come off and they just completely... When they show videos of people who believe in God and just completely make it and assume... The way that the film is made, they assume that anybody who would have any sort of belief in some sort of reality other than the one we're in right now is just a fucking idiot. That happens to be a belief that I don't share, and I think a lot of people don't. So I don't know. I think I've beat it to the ground. I don't think I've managed to make my point, so oh well. You can all complain on the comments. That's nothing new. I wanted to talk about a giant crampy duty I made yesterday. That might be a little more interesting for you and me. Trotsky, hi. I was bloated. I was walking the dog. That's not a metaphor. I was walking the dog. I was not seeing a lesbian about a dog. That is a metaphor. A metaphor. So I got to see a lesbian about a dog. You've heard that before, right? I got to see a lesbian about a dog. Men say, I got to see a man about a dog. That means you need fucks. Okay. Anyway, I need work, by the way. I need work. So I'm interested in doing some video work. I have a avid media composer skills and all the equipment necessary for that. I can do Final Cut too, but Avid is more, you know, specialized, so a lot of people need that, and there aren't so many people that know it, but I do. And lots of other things. Anyway, otherwise you're just going to have to support me. The audience is going to have to support me if I can't find a way to make money doing all this stuff. Not that I don't want to. Never mind. Whatever. Let's see. What about this? I have a vagina. Oh, yeah, the duty. So I was walking Trotsky. I love after Labor Day and before Memorial Day because that's when the people are off the beach and they don't have lifeguards anymore, which means you can bring the dog to the regular beach, not just the dog beach where there's these huge dogs that I'm afraid are going to jump on Trotsky. So, hi, sweetie. So anyway, so Trotsky loves to chase the seagulls. It's just so wonderful to watch him run. He just runs so fast on the beach with no obstructions chasing seagulls, and he just loves it. And I love to watch him run. It's just the most beautiful thing. It makes me have little butterflies in my stomach. It's so beautiful. But anyway, but then it made a duty cramp in my stomach after the butterflies led to duty. And I don't know if it's because I've been doing yoga every day. You know, I'm doing this yoga sort of retreat in my gym, which is a makeshift yoga retreat because I can't afford one of those real lesbian retreats where you go to, you know, New Mexico, and you eat out pussy and then you do yoga 20 times. So I'm doing it at the gym, and I think all the twisting is making my intestines do weird things, and I just had this cramp. It felt like I had the really bad diarrhea, so I was cramping, and it was so bad that I had to like take breaks and sit down on the park benches next to the Montrose Harbor in order to get there. I mean, it was really cramping. I was cramping. I was like, ow, oh, duty cramp. Yeah, it felt like some major shit. I tried to let some stuff. It might have been the cheese. I've been eating a lot of cheese. The European yogurt from the Trader. I don't know what it's Trader Joe. I don't know what it could be. But so, yeah, right. So I get home and I finally get to the toilet. I get to the toilet and I sit on it and I'm like, oh God, what's going to come out of me? And it was like, it felt like, you know, how a diarrhea is going to come out when you just feel it coming and you just know it's going to go, pam, 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 you know, Chernobyl or whatever, Hiroshima, all that. All over the toilet. But you know what happened? It was just a log with some scattered sea anemones sticking out of a little bit. It was just a giant, huge duty. So I don't know why it caused me to cramp so much, but it had like these little, maybe I have the worms. No, I don't think so, because I think then I would still have it. But maybe it's because I ate a lot of cheese last week, the Gouda. It could be the cheese. Does cheese not digest? Or I mean, why does it cause constipation? I mean, I wasn't constipated, but it was like a giant champagne cork in my bloaterus. Is something like that. Okay, so that was topic number two. This is 24 minutes already. It's just like a fucking time warp. Topic number three is my Dothead store stalker. That's not nice, but that's the way my secretary put it in the notes. Her name's Pat. Pat McGee. Short for Prolapse McGee, which is my YouTube identity, I believe. Somebody's. I don't know. McGee's like the Indian G, Gee, like G-H-E-E, McGee. Anyway, so I've been, you know, I don't go to the store in the downstairs here where I live anymore because it's so fucking expensive and everything's crap anyway. And plus it makes me just eat nonstop because the food's right fucking there with the ice cream and everything. And everything's like double the price. They don't take things off that are expired. Hi, how are you doing? You know, I get funny material there. Yeah, that's great. But like yesterday, he's been stalking me. The store owner has been stalking me to try and find out why I haven't shopped there anymore because he's such a fucking, you know, Nigerian spammer, basically, the equivalent of that. And he's like, hi, how are you doing? Yesterday. Hi, how doing? Hi, how do? Yesterday, as I'm practically running out the door with my bike, I go, hi, thanks. He goes, nice to see you. Thanks. And I just ran out the door. And I'm like, oh, glad I dodged that fucking, you know, Indian bullet or whatever. But then he caught me totally off guard today, and I was coming in to check the mail. Klein is on vacation, by the way. Hold on. Or maybe he got fired because of me. That would suck. Oh, yeah, I think Klein got fired because of me. Anyway, so we talked about my duty, my bloat, Klein. So he goes, how come you're not coming anymore? I haven't seen you in a while. I said, unemployed. Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. I go, yeah. So that was it. Anyway, yeah, that's my program. Let's see. Oh, God. I don't know what this shit is. I am totally unprepared. This is not anything unusual. Let's see here. I do have a bloaterus, which has come to fruition lately in terms of my bloat pain. It did hurt, does hurt. Good Lord. I need something to fucking play on the radio, on the program. Let's see what my highest rated programs are. I don't know, but then if I play something, it's going to be fucked because I don't know what I'm really playing. Oh, I don't see anything I want to play. Oh, yes, I do. Yes, I do. We'll leave you with this. Some old 80s ness. In with anger, out with anger. In with anger, out with anger. In with anger, out with anger. In with anger, out with
hold
anger.
On.
Arab.
please don't worry about it.